Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A bourgeois gesture. Acceptance of your identity, because your identity is not only your invention. What you are made up of is also what you have inherited, right down to a cellular count, informed by memories. The things that transcend generations are things that pertain to a certain kind of value. Values, principles. Once you mature, you start to identify with these values because you have a need to. Necessity creates the new luxury. Invention with a conscience. Time consciousness. Where will it end up? The birth of what we're living now, consumerism and capitalism, started when the bourgeoisie was born after the Industrial Revolution, which was a time of mass innovation and consumerism, regardless of any effect on the world. Some solely interested in the material object. There was a necessity for newness, refinement, and sophistication. Now, it is a necessity to embrace and be associated with heritage. There's a timelessness which makes it hard to pinpoint exactly what these codes and gestures are, as we are so used to seeing them. We are anesthetized to them. The idea of bringing a consciousness to the things we have become anesthetized to, the grammar of our time. Our understanding of luxury is so different from before. Now, we are inspired to fulfill the demands of an ethical conscience. Luxury, nowadays, is being able to buy something that fits those ethics. Our footprint leaves a lasting impact on the world. We spoke last time about embracing in the actual creation of artisan, or the green version of toile, the green version of tarlatan, which we continued to do so. And then when I was talking with my gang, we came to the conclusion there are far too many clothes in the world. Because we tend to reproduce an emotion. So we may be inspired by something, but we reproduce it. Well, this time, in some cases, I've encouraged the team to go out there and come back with charity shop finds to upscale, recycle. But it's the real thing. Rather than reproducing the emotion that I was searching for, we've been brave enough to actually include it in the collection because it's relevant and it's the grammar of today. So you will see some familiar things that have been reworked in the equation. Rebel. Once our bourgeoisie inspiration is nailed, we will rebel against it. We will recycle in order to upcycle our rebellion. One of the biggest inspirations on the cutting was identifying some of the bourgeois gestures. The insolence in the way you tie a bow. The shrug of a coat off the shoulder. The way you tie the sleeves on a twin set. Gestures. Gestures. Sometimes the nonchalance involved. In order to achieve that shrug, it's involved almost a compass of cutting through bourgeois elements to evoke the gestures. So here's nice examples of the bourgeois gestures, the codes that we have become anaesthetized to. This little outfit here, which I do love, I really do. We recognize the silhouette, those slightly padded shoulders on that trim-fitted shirt dress. Yes, a shirt dress. It's made up of layers. The first layer is a culotte dress with this insolent bow where I have considered the color of the lining. I've then placed a second dress on top. Through the three, I've hacked into it, made up of scarves. Luxury scarves, limited edition scarves, signed by the artist himself. The white coat, la housse, the busy pastime that doubles up as a white trench, worn over a tweedy, impeccably tailored jacket of Bavarian descent. A new proportion for the trench. It's a degradé of scallops, scallops that then turn into fabric sequins and reveal the bonded interiors, that familiar Donegal tweed and that familiar heritage trench. You may see a lot of things that I call work in progress. That frozen moment of creation, the toile, but in its most positive sense, that moment where you start the dance, you start the dialogue, you try a piece of fabric, you pin it, stop. It's the work in progress. It's capturing that moment of maybe a pastime, a bourgeois pastime. Going for a fitting. The spontaneity of turning your boyfriend's coat inside out and back on itself over a basket dress. Pastimes. Where we embrace the heritage. This is quite a cool little technique. So it's the tweed on the bias, lined in nude colour chiffon. So we decortique the outer layer of the tweed. This is all one piece. Underneath are the memory of a farewell and your school uniform blouse or something. All that is revealed and fitted. Do you see all that? Shall I slash through there, yeah? And I fit by pulling both the jumper and the blouse out. Really interesting. This collection has also opened up a new dialogue with the bias, which has been quite amazing. You never stop learning with the bias, whatever fabric you use, it's a dialogue. But this time we went further and reduced the bias to one seam down the centre back often, because we've further explored this idea of creating our abstraction of lace, the whole cutting. So when you do that on the bias, it's a whole new dialogue takes place because you're breaking down the fibres even more. So it takes on the nonchalance or the nonchalance of a string vest. More than that, depending on how much of the whole I cut out, so I can completely cut it out, or freeze the moment in various stages, so it almost looks like a fabric sequin, as fragile as a feather. It dances like a fringe, a tassel. It reveals the opposite colour. So it's been really fun playing with that colour. Colour. The suspense of colour. I've been seduced by Edward Hopper. The silence of his compositions, where you feel so voyeuristic, so bourgeois in a way. There's a narrative that's not quite complete. It's either about to happen or has just happened. And the idea of how he interprets the play of shadows. At first, I was just like, how? Amazing, amazing, you know, that a space flooded with terracotta and a golden light that comes into that space can turn the shadows no longer black. It's red. Made me more conscious of colour when I was outside. And often those interpretations, you know, you look at those skies and there's Odenil and lime green. I'm like, oh yeah. Well, it does exist if you just take the time to actually register it. They're there. Suspense in colour. It's quite exciting. That plays with the heritage I mentioned earlier. And how do you interpret that in fabric? Act the bias. Spontaneity. And I think the magic of the bias, and sometimes I've coloured it up. The dress will consist of two fabrics, let's say a georgette and a tulle. So when the tulle, you lay the tulle over the georgette or the georgette over the tulle, you start to create a tertiary colour. Then with my overlay, I start to aquarelle the colour. So it's like painting, but with fabric. Some of the dresses, we've increased the volume at the bottom of the overdress, so it's silk tulle over. And it's so fine that when it falls on itself, it's like an aquarelle of colour that bleeds up the body. You see what I mean? Because it's so flared. So the colour becomes its most intense when that tulle falls on itself. It's a bit like painting. It really is like painting. Consciousness, being in the moment, takes a lot of discipline, but it is so worth it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.